of this recording, Italy 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hi, so I was born in the southern Italy. The region is called Calabria and is a very beautiful place. There is a lot of nature, and the mountain lies close to the sea. It's like they are having a conversation. It's a unique scenario, especially because it's very wild, in the sense that the streets are built around the mountain, and I find it very evocative of a specific scent and light. And every time I close my eyes, I can really see it in my mind. The food is great. There is a lot of fresh fish, as you can imagine. We are a little bit closer to Sicily than the rest of Italy. And this should make you understand how south we are. We were considered the Magna Grecia in the past. In fact, we had Greek colonization for a long time, but we also had Arab and Spanish influences. There is also a phenomenon called brigantaggio, which was talking about the presence of some Turkish pirates. So Calabria was basically a place where culture will meet, and that's why you can find people that are more clear in terms of skin and white, and others that are a little bit darker and with curly hair and maybe brown eyes.
Ho sceso, dandoti il braccio, almeno 1 milione di scale, e ora che non ci sei, è il vuoto ad ogni gradino. Anche così è stato breve il nostro lungo viaggio. Il mio dura tuttora. Né più mi occorrono le coincidenze, le prenotazioni, le trappole, gli scorni di chi crede che la realtà sia quella che si vede. Ho sceso 1 milione di scale dandoti il braccio, non già perché con 4 occhi forse si vede di più. Con te le ho scese perché sapevo che di noi due Le sole vere pupille, sebbene tanto offuscate, erano le tue.